May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O God, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Our text this morning comes from the reading we just heard, which we will come to in due time. A great little passage. When many days had passed, they plotted to kill him. You know the story. Saul became aware of their plot and somehow slipped through their hands. And having come to Jerusalem, he attempted to be joined, to associate with the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, not believing that he was really a disciple. They didn't trust him. They had some grave concerns about this fellow. They were reticent to welcome into their midst one who had caused them such harm in the past. And can we blame them? They knew who this guy was. Isn't this Saul of Tarsus, the hatchet man for the high priest? Had he not stood and nodded assent and watched the close of those who were stoning young Stephen? Was this not the one who had been going from town to town, dragging Christians out of homes and taking them to Jerusalem before the authorities? They knew who this was, no. They didn't trust him that one bit. They knew everything of which he was capable. He was zealous for Yahweh, sure, but he had some messed up theology. He was going in the wrong direction. Man goes off for 3 or 4 years to study with a bunch of intellectuals, and now suddenly he can just stand up and preach God's word in the church? Let's exercise some incredulity. They didn't see much reason at this point to trust Saul at his word. Then the ever faithful Barnabas stood up. Barnabas, the encourager, took Paul and went with him to the Jews in Jerusalem, to the believers in Jerusalem, and testified. This Saul had seen the Lord and spoken with him. This Saul had preached boldly. Now, they weren't prepared, given his past, to respond to any claims of piety by Paul, and they may not have been all that much more inclined to believe the word of just Barnabas. But Barnabas had witnessed something. He had seen Saul speaking in the name of Jesus as the Christ and preaching boldly, and that word, my friends, was more than enough. Saul had been taken from the Lord and set apart to do ministry. He was pulled off of the wrong road on which he was heading, and he was placed here by the Lord to preach the word. And Barnabas testified that Saul's actions in life had already affirmed his words. He'd witnessed it. The living word of God had taken hold of Saul, and he had boldly preached. This was all Barnabas needed to tell the disciples at Jerusalem. It was enough. For those of you who are like me, counting down the last 344 hours till the call ceremony, what about it? How are you feeling about it? We ready? Do they trust us? Better. Can they trust us? Are we even worthy of that responsibility with which they are going to entrust us? It's no small thing to stand here and preach the word. It's not to be taken lightly, I would say. They have to know that we were taken out of a sinful world to come here. We brought with us a history, a past, and some messed up theology. They know that we've led sinful lives and we continue living sinful lives. So why trust us? In our text, which we heard a minute ago, the bulk of Paul's ministry was still in front of him. He may or may not have known it at the time, but there were troubled waters ahead. The trouble for Paul was that he was placing himself in the crosshairs of Satan, and Satan was going to send him his worst to try and derail him, to try and sift him as wheat. It was no gospel of prosperity or plentitude in front of Paul. Paul would know frustration and disappointment and hunger and want. The good news for Paul and the early church is that even though the worst was yet to come, our Lord would protect him and see him through all this trouble. The good news for Paul was that the word who had set him apart and called him to preach would carry him and accomplish everything which had been appointed. The good news for Paul and the early church is verse 31 that we heard a minute ago, that the Holy Spirit would send peace. My brothers, there are ahead of us some troubled times. The trouble for us is that the worst is yet to come. As was made very clear to us, those 1,318 days ago, we are placing ourselves in Satan's crosshairs. More than a plumber or a carpenter or a musician, we're going out to preach the very word of God, and Satan doesn't take that lightly. The troubling news for us is that he's very practiced and good at using our failures and disappointments to tempt us and to try us and to trip us up. The troubling news for us is that he's also very good at using our successes to swell our heads. You know, when your head gets too big, it's hard to keep your guard up. So we're in danger in the troubles, and we're in danger in the successes. The troubling news for us is that it's a long road ahead, and Satan will do his worst to us. The good news for us is that our certification and our ministry are not based on the person or the theology that we brought here with us. The good news for us is that every moment behind this pulpit is a chance to speak that strong word and let it go out and do the work which was appointed for it. The good news for me today may well be that invitations haven't gone out yet. The good news for us and for the church is that Yahweh has brought us thus far, protected us from the dangers of evil, from the toils of our labors, from the temptations and rigors of seminary life. The good news for us is that this same Jesus who suffered and was buried, and who we will preach to the people, who will come to them and comfort them and bear their burdens and lift them up, is also there for you and for me to come to us and to comfort us and to bear our burdens and to lift us up. The same Jesus we preach, crucified and risen, is crucified and risen for us. The good news for us is that even though there are struggles and trials and challenges and temptations ahead for all of us, our Lord Jesus Christ will be with us and see us through our labors. The good news for us is that the strong word who has set us apart and called us to preach will carry us and accomplish his work through us for all the time that's been appointed. And the Holy Spirit will send the peace of God, which passes understanding, to guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.